We present Albert and Me, a series of misadventures in the life of one single-parent family, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer and featuring Pat Coombs and Diana King, with special guests John Arnott, Dillis Lay, Larry Martin, Rosalind Adams, and Roland MacLeod.
Anybody in?
It's all right, dear. Come in.
I'll come in, if it's all right.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen.
Now, come and put your feet up. You must be tired out with all that moving.
Oh, I am.
You know, I'm tired out. When I saw them removal men go off, I thought I'll put the kettle on. She'll be ready for a cup of tea. Is everything all right?
Well, as right as you'd expect. With all them men in and out all the time, handling your personals.
Yes, it's a bother moving house, isn't it, Mrs.
Willis.
Oh, Mrs. Willis. I'm Mrs. Archer.
Mrs. Archer.
You know, it'll be nice having someone next door again. Somebody to talk to. You being next door.
That's right, Mrs. Archer. Particularly as I shall be next door to you.
And you being next door to me as well.
Yeah, handy for both of us, you might say.
Yes. Funny you moving house. Well, you see, my son Brian's moving house as well in a week or two.
Now that is a coincidence. Funny, isn't it?
Of course, it isn't easy for him.
Oh, it isn't easy for any of us, Mrs. Archer.
No, but you see, it's the money. He's out of work.
Yeah, he's not the only one, you know.
No, but it's harder for him. He's one of these single-parent families.
Oh, one of them.
That's right. He's on his own looking after his baby son.
We used to call them unmarried mothers in my day.
But you could hardly call my Brian an unmarried mother, could you?
Well, that is very true, Mrs. Archer. Oh, you have got a good brain on you.
Oh.
I can see we're going to get on.
Well, I hope so, yes.
How'd your son come to be on his own, then?
The baby's mum ran off with a bloke from the electricity board.
Oh, they're a fly lot, those blokes at the electricity board.
They are.
Yeah, they were supposed to send a man round to read my meter before I moved. He never turned up.
No?
Oh, I arranged a time special, and when he come round the house, I wasn't in.
Well, you're not always, are you?
No.
Now, how'd you like your tea, Mrs. Willis?
Hot and strong, Mrs. Archer. With just a smidgen of milk.
Oh, just like me.
Oh, well, I said we was going to get on, and if that doesn't prove it, I'd like to know what does.
Come in. Ah, Mary.
These are the Wilson Corporation accounts you wanted, Mr. Benson.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Benson.
Yes, what is it?
There's a gentleman outside who'd like to see you.
He doesn't have an appointment, does he?
No, but he said it was very urgent and it wouldn't take more than a few minutes.
Well, I suppose I could spare a minute or two. Who is it?
It's a Mr. Archer.
Mr. Archer. Mr. Archer?
Yes.
Not Mr. Brian Archer?
That's right.
Does he have a baby with him?
Yes, he does, as a matter of fact. It's such a sweet little thing.
Mary, that sweet little thing, as you term it, is a one-baby demolition squad.
But he looks so peaceful asleep out there, with his thumb up his nose.
Would that be father or baby?
Baby, of course.
Well, that's the more dangerous one out of action, I wonder.
Mr. Archer did say it was very important.
Yes, well, perhaps I might just be able to cope with him. Oh, very well, Mary. I'll give him a couple of minutes.
Right. I'll show him in.
Now, let me see. I'd better clear the desk of all breakables, just in case.
Hello, Mr. Benson.
Ah. Good morning, Mr. Archer. Come in, will you?
Yeah, thanks. I've got young Albert with me again.
So I see. Please sit down, Mr. Archer.
Right. Why are you whispering?
We don't want to wake the little fellow up, do we?
Oh, that's very considerate of you, Mr. Benson.
Not at all.
Oh, no, don't worry. When he's off like this, it'd take an earthquake to wake him up.
Are you sure?
Oh, positive, yeah.
Well, then, what can I do for you, Mr. Archer?
Well, I've come to tell you, I'm moving house.
Are you? Away from this area?
No, don't worry. Just to Camden Town. It's only a bus ride away, you know.
I see. Are you buying the new home?
Me? Buying? You must be joking. I mean, you've seen what I've got in my bank account, haven't you?
What you haven't got, Mr. Archer.
That's right, yeah. I can't afford to buy a box of matches, let alone a house.
True.
No, it's a council house.
I see. So what can I do for you?
I came to ask if, you know, the bank could give me a sort of loan.
A sort of loan?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few expenses with all this moving, and I need £100 to pay for the removal van.
Before you go on, Mr. Archer.
Yes.
I wonder if I might make a few points.
Sure. Feel free.
Thank you. Now, let me see if I have things clear. You are unemployed?
This is correct, yes.
And you have been so for some considerable time.
It's gone on a bit, yeah.
With little or no chance of work in the immediate future.
No, I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Well, I try to get a job, but it's not easy with all this unemployment and me bringing up Albert on my own.
Yes, that's very praiseworthy, Mr. Archer, but it does not alter the fact that as far as the bank is concerned, your prospects are nil.
Are they?
You have no security, you have no job, you are without funds of any description. You are a bad risk.
Yeah, but apart from that...
Mr. Archer, as things stand at the moment, there is no way this bank can lend you money.
Why not?
Mr. Archer, if we give you a loan, you won't be able to pay it back.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there is that attitude, yeah. How about an overdraft, then?
You already have one.
Yeah, a few p.
£24.83.
Hey, you've got a good memory, haven't you? You don't fancy increasing it by £100, do you?
No, I do not.
Oh, come on. Bank won't notice an extra 100.
Mr. Archer, how else can I say it? No.
Oh, but Mr. Benson...
No! No!
Oh. Why, you woman?
Oh, look. Albert, what have you done? You've woken Albert up. It's all right, Albert.
Good
all right.
Grief.
Come on, Albert. Say hello to nice Mr. Benson.
Why shall I...
Take that child off my desk.
You're just being friendly, aren't you, Albert? Hey. How about if I open an account in Albert's name?
Oh, it's Albert.
With what?
Well, would you lend him the money?
Mr. Archer, I have been very patient with you. The short answer is no.
What's the long answer?
It's exactly the same. It just uses more words.
I thought you were supposed to be the listening bank.
Indeed we are. And I have listened. And I have said no.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Mr. Archer.
Well, frankly, Mr. Benson, after this, I shall have to think seriously about taking my account elsewhere.
Mr. Archer, that's the most constructive suggestion you've made this morning. If I can be of any assistance...
Forget it. Come on, Albert, let's go. Oh, dear. Well, that is a blow, Albert. I was banking on him for the money. Banking. Hey, banking. Joke. Never mind. I'll have to go and see the removers if they can hang on a bit for the money. Oh, blimey, a measly 100 quid. It makes you sick, don't it? What are you eating? Come here. Give it here. They're all soggy. Bank paying in slips. You nicked these off his desk, didn't you? You are a little villain. Come here. Next time, go for the green ones with a picture of the Queen.
Here, Arnold!
What?
It's 12 o'clock. You can get off for your dinner.
What?
It's all right. I'll look after the shop.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Hello.
Yeah?
Runs removals.
That's me.
My name's Archer. You're doing a removal for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a Camden Town.
That's right, yeah.
End of the month. Yeah, well, shouldn't be no problems on that. Should have the van back on the road by then.
Oh?
Yeah, Arnold banged his head on it. Broke the carburetor. Oh. Didn't you, Arnold?
What?
Broke the carburetor.
What?
With your head.
Oh, yeah.
show a bang bang.
Bang bang, yeah. Anyway, the thing I've come about is paying you.
Ah, that's all right. You don't want to worry about that.
Oh, blimey, that's good.
Any time will do.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. You give it to us on the day.
Oh, on the removal day.
Right.
All of it?
All of it? Did you hear that, Arnold?
What?
All of it, he says.
What?
What a comedian. You ought to be on the telly.
Yeah. No, I don't mind telling you, we have had some right rummins. There's some people have actually tried to welt on us.
No.
Straight up. One bloke actually waited till we'd moved all his furniture off the bed. Then he reckoned he couldn't pay us.
No.
Two.
What happened? I mean, I suppose you had to sue him for the money.
No, mate, we go for the more direct approach.
Remember, Arnold?
What?
That bloke with a bad leg who reckoned he couldn't pay us.
No, Arnold!
Mind you, he didn't have the bad leg before he told us. That was Arnold, that was. Anyway, about this move of yours, then.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of cancelling it, you know, staying where I am.
Did you hear that, Arnold?
What?
What a comedian.
We'll be round about 11 on the 28th, right?
Yeah, fine, 11, okay, right.
And like I say, don't worry about paying us in advance. You settle up on the day, right?
Right. Well, Albert, keep your fingers crossed. Good boy. Let's hope the Social Security are in a generous mood. Look, we'll try him over there, eh? I think I've seen him before.
No, that's not this department. I'll transfer you to supplementary benefits into Z.
Afternoon.
Yeah, one moment.
Sorry.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Sorry.
Hello, switchboard? Will you transfer this call to supplementary benefits into Z? Well, I don't care if there's no one there. It does not come under me. I only deal with benefits A to M. Thank you. Now.
Hello. I'm an A. Brian Archer. A for Archer, right up there at the top.
Yes, I am cognizant of that fact. Also, this is not your day for benefit.
No, that is true.
So I'm not authorised to deal with you.
No, hang on. This isn't about normal benefit.
Oh?
No, you see, me and Albert are moving.
Oh,
no.
Are you?
Yeah, and we wondered if there was any way I could get some more money from you to help us move.
More money?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I need about £100 to cover my expenses.
You do realise you're talking about public money?
Well, I'm one of the public.
£100?
Yeah, that's right. You see, I read in the paper about how Social Security are going to help needy people.
Needy people? Huh.
Yes.
We already pour money into your pocket so you can live like lords, go off jet-setting in Spain.
Now, hang on a minute.
Buy big flash cars.
I don't have a car and I've never
Do you
been
know
to
the
Spain?
Struggle that I have to live it, to keep my head above water?
No.
And as you layabouts coming in here with 15 kids and walking out with a money in a wheelbarrow...
Now, hold it a minute.
Well, I don't have 2 pennies to rub together.
Well, you ought to claim supplementary benefit, didn't you?
What?
Listen, people don't like being on Social Security, you know.
Oh, no.
No. Well, we don't, do we, Albert?
Oh, it's us.
No, exactly. I mean, it's not our fault everything's closing down and everyone's thrown out of work.
And how come I've still got a job?
Well, you're in the only business that's booming, aren't you? Unemployment. If it goes on the way it is, we'll all be working here.
There aren't enough desks.
Anyway, I didn't come to argue. I came in to find out about grants to help me move.
There aren't any.
What, none?
None. It's about time you people learn to stand on your own 2 feet.
I am standing on my own 2 feet, or at least trying to.
He's our boy.
Exactly, and he's trying as well.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Cleverdick, pretty soon all this charity you people are living on is going to dry up.
Charity? What are you talking about, charity?
You don't consider taking benefits charity.
No, I do not.
Oh, no.
Believe me, when I was working, I paid enough in tax and national insurance to be able to buy British Road Services. All I want now is some of it back to hire a van to move house.
Well, you've come to the wrong place. You're already getting all you're entitled to, and that's that.
So you're not going to give me anything?
No, and it's 1 o'clock.
What's that got to do with it?
I am now at lunch.
Come on, Albert. Quiet. Albert, I've tried to read the paper. Eat your banana.
That's a good boy. Good boy. Oh, blimey, 2 weeks to go to the move. I still haven't got the removal money. Hang on, what's this?
What was you?
Listen to this, Albert. Do you need a loan? Amounts up to 5,000, no fuss, no delay. 5,000, Albert? We only need 100 quid.
Oh, is that right, Albert?
Listen, phone Easy Finance Company for further information. Right, Albert. Albert, where's the phone?
Oh, above, is that right?
Hello, Mrs. Hagger.
That's right.
My name is Brian Archer. I telephoned.
Oh, yes, that's right. I remember. You want a loan, £100.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, come in, take a seat.
Oh, thank you. This is my son, Albert. Albert, say hello.
Oh, it's well. Yes. You will keep him away from me, won't you? Only I'm allergic to babies.
Oh, you're allergic to them?
Yeah, they bring me out in a rash, make my nose swell up.
Oh, I am sorry.
Now I'll do the form. What's your name?
I said Brian Archer.
Do you own your own house or flat?
No.
Car?
No.
Any other form of transport?
Well, I've got my feet.
No, I mean like a motorbike or a van.
No.
No, I see. Well, what security can you put up against the loan?
Well, there's my collection of Gary Glitter records.
Mm. No, I don't think so.
Well, there's always Albert here.
Who is?
Look.
Please don't point him at me. My nose, remember.
Oh, sorry.
You must have something that's worth £100.
If I had, I'd sell it to raise the money.
I see. Well, for an unsecured loan, our interest charges are a little higher.
Oh, yes.
It works out at 2.5% over our normal base rate.
What's that in money?
On a loan of £100 over 6 months,
yeah,
the repayments will be £25 a month.
Oh, 25... That's 150 quid.
Yes.
But that's 50%.
Well, it is an unsecured loan, you see. And on top of that, we make a charge for liability.
What sort of charge?
£23 in case there is a problem with the repayments. That's a deposit against possible legal action should you fail to keep up the payments.
Ah, so I get it back?
No.
But that makes it 173 quid.
Yes.
But I'm only borrowing 100.
Well, this is a high-risk business. After all, for all we know, you might take the money and then run away.
Well, I'm not going to get very far on 100 quid, am I? I mean, these days you need a mortgage to buy a train ticket.
Yeah. Can you give us the name of a referee?
There's that bold bloke who did the cup final.
Pardon?
A joke. Referee?
Yeah. Someone who knows you and can guarantee that you'll pay the money back.
No, not I can think of. Oh, there's my mum. Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, look, can't you stop that baby leading towards me? I can feel my nose going.
Dear, oh dear. I've often heard people say that baby gets up my nose, but it's ridiculous.
It is not funny.
No, sorry.
You wouldn't like it if you had a doze like mine.
No, you're right, I wouldn't.
Anyway, if you could give me your mother's address.
Yeah, right, it's Mrs. Archer, she lives at... No, oh dear, bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Hello, Mum. We're in the area, so I thought we'd pop in for a minute.
Well, come in.
Ta.
And how's Albert?
Shh, he's gone to sleep.
Oh, little love.
Yeah, I'll leave him here in his pushchair if that's all right.
Of course it is. Here, I want you to come into the kitchen and meet somebody.
Who?
Mrs. Willis. She's my new neighbour.
Everything all right, Mrs. Archer?
Yes, Mrs. Willis. Now, this is my son, Brian. I was telling you about him.
Hello?
I thought for a minute it might have been one of them Jehovah's people. They got this special knock, you know.
Mrs. Willis just moved in next door yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Just like your double glazing salesman.
What?
Well, they have the same special knock.
Yes, yes. Have you come a long way?
No, only next door.
No. I meant before you came to live here.
I come all the way from Clapham.
Really?
All the way.
I thought the change of air in Camden Town would do me good. Well, it has done so far.
She got her house in a swap.
They call it an hex chain.
Yes. The council puts your names in a great big hat and pull one out to see who moves.
Oh, yeah, a mate of mine went in for one of those.
Did he?
Yeah, he swapped it with a bloke called 6 7/8. Never mind.
Brian's moving, Mrs. Willis.
Oh, that's right, you see.
Yeah, just a few streets round the corner. It's not far away.
Coming home. Back to his roots, so to speak.
Oh, that's nice. The home feeling got to you, did it?
No, the rent man. I'm moving to a cheaper house.
My daughter Vera and her husband Edward moved last year.
Did they?
Yes, they moved from here to Finchley.
Ooh, I knew someone who went to Finchley once.
Did you?
Yes, for their summer holidays.
It rained. It always does when you go away. Here, Bri, you're right for money for moving.
Oh, yeah, great.
Of course, I was lucky with my moving expenses.
How's that, Mrs. Willis?
The Social Security paid them.
What?
Yeah, they have too, if you're on benefit and I'm on a pension. Very helpful they were.
You ought to try them, Bri.
I did. I got told I was a layabout.
Ah, it was someone who knew you, was it?
Well, you should have stood up for your rights. It's like your national health dentures. They won't give you nothing if you don't push.
That's true.
Oh, you go and demand it. When your back's against the wall, that's the time to put your shoulder to the wheel.
You put your best foot forward
with a firm hand.
What? The wheel or your shoulder?
No, your foot.
Yes, yes, I suppose you're right.
Well, after all, you're doing it for Albert as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, I'll try again, but I just hope you're right, Mrs. Willis.
Good morning.
Is it? We'll see.
Well, it's dry and the sun's out. What can I do for you?
My name's Brian Archer, and I've come to demand my rights.
Oh, bless your brother.
And so has he.
You'll put him out of
trouble. All right, Albert, quiet. I'll deal with this.
Which rights are these?
My rights to moving expenses.
Certainly.
Don't try and tell me I'm not entitled to it.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Eh? Are you sure we're talking about the same thing?
You need money to help you move house.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you been in receipt of benefit for a period of longer than 5 months?
Yes.
Oh, well, then there's no problem. Get 3 estimates from different removal companies and we'll pay the lowest quote.
As simple as that?
Yeah.
Is this a new law since yesterday?
No, why?
Well, when I asked about this, I was told nothing doing.
Oh, you probably saw Mr. Tibbles.
I don't know his name, but I can think of one for him.
Yes, it would be Mr. Tibbles. I'm afraid he had to leave.
Oh, great. He didn't get the elbow, did he?
No. Nervous exhaustion. It all got too much for him. People have come in and attacked him, you know.
I'm not surprised.
It does happen sometimes, you know. It wasn't his fault. He took it all very seriously. He had a social conscience.
You hid it very well. Anyway, I'm sorry I came in so strong at first.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so is little Albert.
That's all right. We're not all ogres, you know.
No, that is true. That is true. Tell me, what do you do when you finish work in the evenings?
I spend them with my husband.
Do you? Oh, that's nice.
Here's your leaflet and the quotation form to fill in.
Well, thanks a lot.
It's my pleasure.
Say thank you to the nice married lady, Albert.
Oh, very nice.
Here we are, Gov. All done.
Oh, thanks.
Just the one breakage. And your baby will soon be too old for that, won't he?
Abba's potty, probably.
And the same to you, Sheriff. All clear, Arnold?
What?
Listen to him.
Bright as a button, is Arnold. Anyway, here's your paperwork.
And here's your money.
Perfect.
Aren't you going to count it?
Well, with Arnold around. Right, well, we'll be off then. Ready, Arnold?
2:30.
Perfect. OK, Governor, be seeing you. Set up.
Yeah.
Tell our little fella.
Bye. Oh, Albert, what do you think of it, eh?
I don't want it.
Look, we're in our new home, and I've got rid of that debt with a finance company. From now on, my son, it is downhill all the way. You and me, we're going to be all right, baby.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum and Diana King as Mrs. Willis. Also this week, John Arnott featured as Mr. Benson, Dillis Lay as Mrs. Hagger, Larry Martin as Ron, Rosalind Adams as Mary and the Social Security clerk, and Roland MacLeod as Mr. Tibbles and Arnold.
I see your eyepiece.
No, it's all right, Albert. You won't have to break into your piggy bank. Oh, I see. You want me to put something in?
Right.
And opening his own bank account, that was Albert, played by Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.